Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion, the reappearance of some religious relics.
And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head.
The CBC documentary In Search of Holy Treasures, depicting the biblical story of an ancient relic that many revere as Jesus Christ's crown of thorns. The centuries-old relic has just been returned to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
According to the Bible, the crown of thorns was used by Jesus' captors to cause him pain and mock his claim of authority. Many Christians believe that the woven circle of rushes encased in a golden tube and returned on Friday to Notre Dame is that very crown. It was acquired from Constantinople by a French monarch nearly 800 years ago. The Archbishop of Paris presided over Friday's ceremony, which saw the crown placed in a newly designed reliquary amid organ and choral music and shouts of celebration.
The BBC's Charles Haviland.
Unto thee, O Israel, you are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
And a stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments in Hebrew has just sold at an auction for more than $5 million. CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Sotheby's billed it as the world's oldest inscribed version in the world, dating back about 1,500 years. But experts aren't so sure. Some are doubtful about its provenance and authenticity. Still, it sold for more than double Sotheby's highest estimate of $2 million. The auction house says the anonymous buyer plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The man who discovered the tablet in 1943 said at the time it was being used as a paving stone at a home in southern Israel. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Pope Francis has written his memoirs, and there's at least one revelation.
In his forthcoming autobiography, the first ever to appear during a pope's lifetime, Francis reveals he nearly didn't survive his historic 2021 trip to Iraq. He says Iraqi police, tipped off by British intelligence, were able to intercept not one but two different suicide bombers, and the bombs detonated far from the papal entourage. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Pope Francis made a quick stop last week to the French Mediterranean island of Corsica. The BBC's Nikki Schiller has more on the one-day visit.
It is a short trip that he's going to be making to Corsica. It's based around a Congress on Faith that is taking place in the Mediterranean region. Last week, the Pope didn't attend the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris 5 years after that devastating fire when a lot of world leaders were there. But he has decided to take this trip to Corsica. Of course, Catholic faith huge on Corsica.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.